What is going on, amazing people of the multiverse? Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. It is your boy, and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. I hope you've all been well since we last spoke. Hope your days have been nothing but great. Hope you've experienced nothing but fantastic vibes, amazing food, and awesome people in any specific order that you want. And most importantly, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. With all of that being said and done, we are going to jump into the episode. I know, right? Usually I have some banter or I'll just speak a little bit before jumping into what it is I want to talk about, but I'm doing something different. I'm not going to ramble. I'm not going to speak on something irrelevant to what I have to talk about, or I'm not going to do one of those things where I warm up to the topic. I'm just going to go ahead and start it. Wait, huh? Oh, I'm doing it now. Oh. Look at me. So as promised, this is the second episode recorded and uploaded for this week. Although you will all not hear it until Saturday, I am days ahead of the schedule. What day am I recording it on? The world may never know. I think I might low-key start doing one of those pointless Cash App questions where I'm like, what day did I record this episode? Hint, you could hear it in the background. And the hint would be that there's rain, and it's like, oh, shoot, it was raining Monday, so it's Monday. I'd be like, dance, puppets, dance. Nah, I don't think of you all as puppets. All of you made me who I am today, so I love and I appreciate you all. Thank you all for tuning into last week's episode, for sharing it, for sharing feedback, for just giving me love and support. I always appreciate it. Love and support is the central theme of this week's episode. This week's second episode. Let me rephrase on that. It's February, but it just started, but it feels like it's been here for quite a long time. I feel like we're 2 months in of February. This month hits me very weirdly. This is around the time where I lost my father, and just what went on during that time I associated with this month all the time. I'm doing a lot better than I used to before, but now that I'm just like acknowledging February as just a month, it just feels really long, and I'm just like, huh. But I guess that's also good, because on the flip side, it is Black History Month, and even though I am going to celebrate Black History beyond this month, the month where it's highlighted, I would love for it to be as long as possible and celebrated as much as it possibly can be, and then some. But this month always does one thing that I don't think will ever go away. And it kind of influences my mind to just sit and wander around. One of my hobbies is to sit and think and kind of reflect and, you know, just plan ahead or just sometimes think about what the future will be like and what I want the future to be and versus what it's a lot of thinking involved. It's a lot of thinking involved. But then again, this is Chillest. Chill on the outside, overthinking on the inside. That's never going to change at all unless I'm sleeping. And even then, my dreams are just, I'm so thankful I don't overthink in my dreams. I think so much, I get a headache. Sometimes I feel like a tightness in my head. And I only feel super relaxed when I'm hanging out with the people that I love hanging out with, when I'm just enjoying my company, or when I'm sleeping. Imagine if I applied overthinking to all of that. I'd never relax. My cholesterol will be high. It probably wouldn't. But my stress levels will be, well, no, my cholesterol will be high because when I overthink, I stress and then I overeat. So everything would be in the highs, super high. And everyone's going to be like, how are you still on this planet? And then I have to reveal to the world that I'm an alien. And then we have to go through all of that. There's so much going on right now that me revealing who I am is like the least important thing. Although I consider it to be the most important thing because you're all ready for the invasion. Now I'm joking. I would never, ever do that to all of you. I love you all too much. Call off the hit. So anyway, today's topic, as I said, is love and support, not only for ourselves, but for everyone around us. One of the most beautiful things I think a human being can experience is the journey that life gives us, the good, the bad, the in-between, everything. and how it shapes us to be who we're meant to be, who we want to become. Everything. same answer, different process. But with me, I often kind of just, after I have my experiences, good or bad, that determines how I treat someone going forward, how I treat everyone going forward. What I mean by that is there are certain things I might overlook. There are certain things I might underlook. And then I finally go through these experiences and I say to myself, well, damn, I wonder if I treated that person the right way. I often wonder whether or not I give people the right impression, not so much to be like, you know, a kiss ass or anything, but just so I'm not doing anything that can affect their mental health in the worst way possible. I wouldn't want to be responsible for that because I know we all tend to keep things to ourselves. And sometimes that makes it harder for people to bring it up later on. Like, say, for example, someone affected me in the worst way possible. Before I even get to expressing myself to them on what they did, I'd be worried about how I would affect them by saying all of that. So if I don't want to go through that, I try to make sure. I just don't want to put people in situations I don't like to be in. I'll just say it like that. And what's been going on with current events? Well, current events in terms of like celebrity lifestyles, things that aren't important but are only important to us because it's like we can choose to criticize, laugh, respect, admire. We use celebrities to kind of get our expressions and opinions off when it comes to that and social media. It's a whole thing. I'll do another episode on that soon. But the point is, with everything that I have been watching and reading and informing myself on, I always say the same thing at the end of the day. Have we really forgotten what all of this feels like when it happens to us? I'm going to use an example. And this is the only time I'll ever really bring up celebrity news. It's just what's going on with specific celebrities has caught my attention because it's something I spoke on a long time ago. And it's something I'm going to speak on again. The whole situation with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and maybe sometimes Pete Davidson. I look at Kanye. I listen to his rants. I look at his messages. And before I jump to the selfish or crazy responses, as words for my response, I keep in mind that this man has been through a journey that we've all witnessed and we've chosen to sympathize, empathize, or not really care. And for the most part, I have been on the latter, the last team. Like, I really don't concern myself with what goes on with celebrities because most of the time it's publicity and other times it's just in invasion of their privacy. We only find out what's going on because of paparazzi, TMZ. They decide to stick their nose in people's business. So you just find yourself being informed about it. But with Kanye, his journey, I always say to myself, it's so crazy how we often forget that he has been through a traumatic experience and it's been magnified times 10 because it was publicized. And he has said on like he has said numerous times that he's very private with specific things. And a lot of people's go-to response is, well, you're a celebrity. This is what that life is. As if we all don't know how to be private and we hate when we're exposed on doing something that we didn't want anyone to know. So I say to myself, you know, sometimes we're kind of insensitive when it comes to celebrities. Sometimes we're insensitive when it comes to each other. But with celebrities, you get to see everyone, almost everyone's opinions highlighted thanks to social media, which I retracted my blame. I was over here blaming social media, but we often lose ourselves in these personas that are created by these walls we put around ourselves, whether it be our phones, our computers. And sometimes we forget that we are criticizing, we are talking about, we are discussing fellow human beings. And when that happens, we become desensitized, become a bit inhuman. I've read a lot of comments and I'm just like, you take away all that money, you take away all the fame, the fortune. Kanye is a regular person. Kim's a regular person. Pete's a regular person. And these would be things we would not care about. But with what's been going on behind the scenes, aka the bigger picture, the things we really need to be worrying about, mental health has always been something that we have to keep in mind. There's something I always keep in mind. I always think about how I move or how I react so I won't affect not only my mental health, but those around me. And I feel like one of our biggest trip-ups is that we get so involved with what's going on with our lives and our lives only that we forget that everybody else goes through something too. And I don't know if it's okay for me to call that being selfish, because your life is your life and you live in it. So it's not even like you're purposely ignoring people. You could really be consumed with what's going on in your life, good, bad, in between, everything. And you forget to just ask like the simple things, like, you know, how, what's going on with you? How's everything with you? Or we don't talk to each other enough to try to help each other out. You know what I mean? So we just, my point in all of this is, it's important to keep in mind for down the road that we must treat each other with love and respect always. And you don't even have to do it all the time. What I mean by that is you can have an understanding that you guys will never probably agree on anything or everything. But that choice alone shouldn't determine how you treat that person overall. Like, I choose to greet everyone with love and support because I feel like that will pave the way for something down the road. Maybe it'll get returned back to me. Maybe it'll get repaid to someone else. It'll create a different kind of environment slowly but surely. A lot of us get on this wave where if it's happening to me, I don't care what happens to anyone else. I don't care that it would happen to anyone else. We just forget that the feeling that we're feeling is terrible and we shouldn't wish that on anyone. And I'm only speaking on this because I was sitting here and I was thinking about it. And I always use Kanye as an example because way back when, during the unfortunate passing of Mac Miller, we were all talking about how his mental health was affected when everyone was criticizing him about just his album. We didn't realize that he's just a human. During that same time, Kanye was going on and on about saying he's bipolar and it was Make America Great Again and him being a Trump supporter. Everyone was just attacking him. And I'm like, these two are two different sides of the same coin. We can't speak on one person one way and then treat somebody else as like, oh, they know what they're doing. They're a genius. And it's like for us to just go by the energy that a person who is more famous than us doesn't pay attention to every single message sent, that makes it okay to say whatever. It's like, that's kind of wild. And, you know, I just genuinely want us all to be in a space where we can really support one another, because a lot of us go through so much. And forgive me, because my mind is like really wild these days. I can't remember if I said this before, but I was speaking with a coworker way back, and he was telling me, like, a lot of us don't realize how much this pandemic really affected our mindset. We really don't know how to be ourselves. I was walking outside recently, and I've been walking with this mask on for so long that it feels like it's a part of me. But one day, I was like snapped out of it, and I realized I have to walk around with this mask on. That's kind of crazy. Now, I don't have to do it, but, you know, based on where I'm going, if I have to wear it, I have to wear it. But this is a part of society. Some people may have been used to going outside all the time. Now they're staying indoors and it's driving them crazy. For me, I started to get super nostalgic about traveling to New York on 34th Street. Something as simple as that used to be so stress relieving, and it was so small and insignificant that I didn't think about how much I missed it until now. Now I'm just like, damn, I have to fill in that gap with something else. So now I get caught in my head a lot more often these days, and I'm saying to myself, you know something? I really need to go back to checking in on the people I care about, even if it's just a message of me saying hi. I don't know how that's going to affect the person. We all deal with a lot, and some of us are used to having conversations as a form of therapy. And with everything that's been going on in everyone's lives individually, it's been harder and harder to kind of come back together and catch up and speak and allow each other to kind of vent to one another, whether through jokes, whether through actually talking about it, whether through just having someone's company being there. Every little thing, we just never know what could cause a shakeup. So I just want to kind of push that narrative again, that we really should practice being kind to one another, to being understanding, to put ourselves in each other's shoes and just kind of wonder what it is they may go through before we just speak. I remember this post where it was saying, you know, before, it was a post where this person was saying, before my friend told me about their problems, they asked me if I was in a mental space that was able to receive all of this information. Some of us kind of jump in with the hopes that people can solve our problems right away without really asking, well, I haven't spoken to them in a while. Are they okay? Are they able to take in this information? Some of them wait until after they get their advice and then they ask. But we have to remember that we're talking to fellow people. Even if people look like they have it together, even if it looks like they've never gone through anything and they've always kept a cool, calm head, unless you could read minds, you really don't know if that's true or not. Even if they tell you that directly, you should still have like the common courtesy to just be like, hey, you know, you're okay, you good. It was funny, I was talking to someone a long time ago, and I just asked them, you know, you okay? Is everything all right with you? And they were just like, I appreciate you asking that. The way they said that, I was like, you know, for me, it's just a part of my speech when I talk to someone. I ask them how they're doing, and they really just sounded relieved. I think a lot of us have to stop and keep in mind that everyone's dealing with something. I know I keep saying that, but I say that to say we need to stop and think, what can a person handle? Even if I think it's light when I say it, how are they going to hear it? How is that going to affect them? We don't know what a person's lost during this time. We don't know what a person's going through. Because even if we ask, they're not going to tell us. But we have no idea what's going on in each other's minds. I myself have often struggled with expressing myself because I didn't want to dump anything on another person, even if they had the space to hear it. It was a matter of pride. It was a matter of me having a hard time opening up. And now that I'm doing it, it's a wonderful feeling. I feel lighter. Even when I'm stressed out about things, I'm not as stressed as I used to be because I have been given great advice, which has become solutions to these small day-to-day problems. There's still much that I'm learning about myself because, unfortunately, I have stopped expressing myself a long time ago. So it's like riding a bike. It's like learning how to swim. It's like doing anything you've done for a long time and then you stop. You just got to jump back into it slowly but surely. So for me, I want to be as empathetic as possible. I want to be able to sit, listen, and understand someone. I want to make sure that my words are said carefully. And for me to be an overthinker, for me to be someone that stresses on everything, that to me is not hard because it's just me understanding that I'm talking to someone who is a human being like myself and deserves to be treated as such. There's been a lot of situations and conversations that I have had lately that are unfortunate because people are forgetting that they are dealing with people just like them. They don't want to hear certain things. They don't want to deal with certain things. I've been hearing a lot of stuff that has been disturbing my soul, and in all honesty, breaks my heart. Me, I have been in situations that have caused me to be at my lowest, the lowest of low. And it was either caused by people that I trusted or dealt with, situations that I put myself in or other people put me in, or just me making a decision that only affected myself. And after some time passed and I was able to recover and bounce back, I made a promise to myself to never put anyone in those kind of positions where they feel like I once did. So I'm very conscious in the things that I say. I may get passionate on a lot of things that I speak on, but most of that comes from people being either unintentionally ignorant or just full force ignorant, and they're not aware or they're fully aware of how they're affecting another person. It bothers me the most with relationships. It bothers me the most with family, friends. It bothers me when I know people and I know what they're capable of, good and bad, and they decide to make decisions in which they're telling you and they want you to know what's going on and they're not respecting your privacy, whether they're good or not, because you just don't want to know because you don't want to be involved in that level. And they're visibly or unintentionally hurting people and they don't want to hear advice. It's always a melting pot of something, which is why I normally love to stay out of people's business. But when I'm involved, it's just like, I'm not even saying it to say that I'm right all the time. Because there's always a story you're told and it's not the story that needs to be told, aka the truth. But for me, I just want to understand, be understood, and to always find a place that does not involve a volume in talking, to be in a space where I'm just angry and I'm just saying the first thing that comes to mind. I think we can all avoid that. Like, everyone likes to say that something can't happen because of this, but if you switch those two things together, you could literally say the same thing, just about something different. Look, I have said this in the past. I'm going to keep saying it in the present, and I will continue to say it in the future. Empathy will help us all in the best way possible. Once we understand ourselves and we learn to understand others, the things that we find ourselves complaining about or being annoyed about will just be a thing of the past, and we'll be able to continue going forward. Now, when I always say we should do things that enforce peace of mind, if you find people that you just can't compromise with, you have the freedom to walk away and leave them alone. You don't have to keep trying to understand them, because they are giving you the person they want to be understood as. So it is 100% okay for you to walk away. I'm encouraging all of us to do things that are best for ourselves, even if it's understood 100% by the other person or people, or it's not. If you just walk away and you just say, you know what, I've tried, and I can't. They don't have the same emotional depth and understanding that I would, and they don't have the same patience for me as I do to stick around and wait for them to change. I just want people to do what's best for themselves. I want people to be, you know, experiencing nothing but love, peace, and peace of mind. That's me. I just want everyone to be good overall, because the more I pay attention to the world and the more I pay attention to what's going on and the things that we're investing our time and energy in, the things that we need to be investing our time and energy in and we're not, it pushes me more to say, listen, focus on yourselves. What I want for me going forward is to be a person, a man who can understand, a man who is understood. When I speak, it comes from a place of love all the time. I want to be a great son, a great brother, a great nephew, a great cousin, a great husband, a great father. These are things that I want. So every day I'm examining myself. I don't want to leave a conversation unspoken. I don't want to have any arguments that are pointless. I would like to speak passionately about something, but I don't want to argue. Because for every choice we could make that leads to negatives, we could really sit there if we want to and try to find a better alternative. Unfortunately, there are going to be moments where disagreements will arise and you're going to have to take yourself in that place. But if you could pull yourself back enough to say, you know what, I don't want to leave things like this, that's amazing. Most people will listen to me and they'll tell me, you know, you live in a fantasy world, that's not how the world operates, because they're already thinking about what the other person would do if they took that route. The minute they decide to be nice, they're only going to think about who's going to take advantage of their kindness. They will seldom or not think about the people that may look at them and receive that energy and give it back times 100. We're always focusing on what could go wrong, when in reality, we could focus on what could go right. And even if we do fail, we could bounce back by saying, you know what? Rather than stop and adapt and become a part of society's negative qualities, I can get back up and try again and multiply the positives in society. For everything that we joke and that we, you know, talk about at the expense of someone else, whether it be their privacy or we just joke about them, a lot of words affect people. Words are the most powerful thing on this planet, because what you say about a person affects them. Think about it. If you can get somebody excited by saying good things, imagine what you could say to them in terms of being negative by not having that awareness and saying, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And vice versa. If you could say something to hurt somebody's feelings, imagine what you could say to improve their feelings. I understand that our lives are our own and we should only be focused on ourselves, but we can create our own karma too, if you think about it. So if you want to live in a space where you want to be left alone, don't treat people the way you don't want to be treated and then, you know, walk away. When I found out how influential I myself am as a person, I've only been around a few people like once or twice. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing, you know, this was helpful. I appreciated you for being this on this day. And I'm just like, wow. So imagine the people I spend around, spend time with long term, and what I'm doing or saying that may make them feel a certain way, whether good or bad. I became socially conscious. I worked on my social awareness. I realized that even my lack of appearance causes people to think a certain way. We're all important is what I'm actually leading up to say. All of us are important. We affect each other in a lot of ways, good, bad, in between, love, hate, in between. We affect one another. We just don't know because we're in this world and it's fast paced. Some of us don't take the time to just stop and say, wow, your influence is a lot important. It's more important than you think it is, too. I'm sorry. I apologize. I feel like my words are all over the place. I'm slowly getting into this groove to be where I want to be mentally and vocally for season 5 of the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. But I really am focusing on the center, which is us, and how we should be when we're maneuvering through society and all their rules. Because like I said, the world's getting crazier and crazier. There is no better time than now to have our feet firmly planted in the ground and build a solid foundation and know who we are and know what we want to give to the world or know what we want to do for ourselves. And that's all I have to say. I had a lot more I was going to say, but given that I did 2 episodes this week and I really don't want attention to be taken away from either 2 episodes, unless you love the Chillin' with Chillers podcast and you binge both back to back and you're like, Chillers, we need more. I'm going to stop right here. I'm going to gear up to have this episode set to be released Saturday. In advance, I thank you all for listening, for participating in any way, shape, or form, for sharing an episode. The next episode I want to talk about is just podcasting and having a business overall, what I've come across. I'm going to, you know, speak on it again. I did it last year, but I'm going to do it again. There are a lot of things I'm going to keep repeating myself on to have people who may be listening to the first time to that particular episode to make sure that they have the tools to go forward. I'm here to help. I'm here to improve. I'm here to be my best self. And I'm here to give you all the best version of Chillest. Period. Hands down. My hand keeps hitting this box. That's a sign. And, you know, 29 minutes. Excuse me. See? That's another thing. 29 minutes is not bad. I'm going to continue doing what I need to do to make improvements behind the scenes. And when I speak to you all, I will have a lot more to say. But until then, y'all be safe. Y'all be sound. Keep your feet to the ground. Thank you all for tuning in and listening, whether it be for a second, a minute, or the entirety of the episode. Either way, I equally love and appreciate all of you. And stay chill. Yep, that's it, right? We can use that one?
Yes.
It's copy. All right. All right, Chillers, out.